vrijdag. Bij het vallen van de avond verschiet Amsterdam van kleur. De kantoorverlichting maakt plaats voor de discobal en de draaitafels komen uit de kast. Amsterdam FM zorgt je meetikt in de maat van het weekend. Elke vrijdag tussen 8 en 10 geven we de knoppen, faders en synthesizers over aan een artiest die jou laat horen wat de hoofdstadje op dancegebied te bieden heeft. Live vanuit de Oba, dit is Toekomstmuziek. De man van de avond zit ferm geworteld in het kamp van Morgan AM. Toch past hij niet naadloos in de Amsterdamse school die wij hier bij Toekomstmuziek zo vaak vertegenwoordigd hebben gezien. Zijn muziek is net een stapje duizender, net een stapje onheilspellender. Zijn set zijn atmosfeer is dynamisch en zit er toch vol met creatieve technische hoogstandjes, welke het bewijs zijn van het feit dat hier een man zit die zijn vak tot in de puntjes verstaat. En dat is iets wat niet onopgemerkt blijft, ook niet in het buitenland. Vanavond in de studio is The Pack in the Square Hole, oftewel Me and You. En omdat Toekomstmuziek een programma is met internationale allure, gaan we even door in het Engels. Marco, did you understand any of that?
Yeah, there was a bunch of compliments in
there. It was really nice. It was really nice.
It was very nice. You have a great radio voice, man.
Thank you very much. First off, it's clear. It's not menu, right? It's me and you.
Me and you, yes, correct. Yeah.
Is that where does the name come from?
It comes from a remote control.
It comes from a remote.
I was talking to, I don't know, it was maybe 5 years ago when I decided I want to live out of music and make music, and I was looking for an artist name, and then I always like wordplays.
Yeah.
And then I just looked at the remote, and instead of reading menu, I just wrote, I've read me and you, just put the dots there, and
yeah,
that's how it all started. But then while I was thinking about that, then I also realized, like, when I perform, it's all about me and you, like me and the crowd.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to quote you now.
Quote
beware
me.
I don't play music that does not make me dance. I play music that's funky, dynamic, and creates intense atmosphere.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is something that would also fit to an early disco record or something.
Yes.
But your music is different, right?
Yeah. I like disco. Sometimes I play some songs, but usually I don't play disco.
But what does it say about your music? This quote.
This quote says about my music that whatever kind of music I play, it will be interesting and it will make you. You will stay focused on the music.
Yeah.
It's like when you also DJs, try to don't lose the attention of the crowd.
Yeah.
When you get that moment when they look at you, and then you just need to keep the energy level at the same.
As much as you can. When I hear you talk about your music, and I think for you, does it really revolve around performance, or is it? Do you also make music that we can just listen at home, sitting in our chairs and
yes,
sipping of a nice
yes,
whiskey or something?
Exactly. I'm making an album now,
yeah,
and the first half of the album is for listening at home, which is going to be the day side of the album, and there's going to be a night side of the album, which is going to be much more intense and dark.
Wow, cool.
Yes.
And that's like more dance orientated, the second part?
Yes, it's more club orientated.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
And the first part, how is the first part? Because then, are you using real musicians or
yes,
is it full
yeah,
electronic?
Yeah.
You're using real musicians.
Music. Yeah, real musician. Actually, the most of the summer songs are completely acoustic, and they all. Then they don't have names. They only have the songs were made for specific times of the day.
Yeah.
So there's songs 7 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 2 a.m., 2 p.m., etc., etc. And then it makes 24 hours.
How does the song from 9 a.m., for example, differ from the song from 2 p.m.?
I think you will find out in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You're going to play them?
Yes, I will.
They're going to be...
Yeah.
Because the album is not out yet, right?
No, it's not out. It's not finished yet completely. I mean, it was finished 3 times, so now the 4th time it will probably finish for the last time. It
you
always,
sure?
I'm not sure. No, it's never. It never ends.
Are you a musician that thinks his own music is never right? Do you always?
Yes.
Yeah. You always listen back and you think.
Yeah, I can always make it better. Every time I hear it, I know. I hear another mistake and then I will go back to fix it.
That's depressing, man.
No, it's not depressing as much as it is annoying. But it's not depressing. Why?
Because it's never right. You can never just sit back and enjoy your own music.
Well, you say depression, I say ambitious.
Well, that might be two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, it's right on philosophy.
You're from Macedonia.
Yes, I'm from
Macedonia. That's really far away.
Well, if you walk to Utrecht, it's also far away. But it's only two hours by airplane.
What was the reason? Why did you come to Amsterdam?
I came here to study business and finance.
You came here
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, and then after 6 years, I had a fight with my school because they failed me at the class I already passed because I bureaucracy bullshit.
Yeah.
And then
we have a lot of that in Amsterdam.
Yeah. And then I quit.
And you start making music.
Yes, I started making music.
From one day on the other, you just decided I'm going to stay make music.
Yes, something like that. I realized that this is not for me, and I thought about what am I going to do, what I love the most, and then immediately it hit me.
Yeah, but you could have gone back to Macedonia and made music there. Why did you stay in Amsterdam?
Because the music scene in Macedonia is not as good as it here.
Is it?
No, it's... There's maybe, how would I say this, the simplest way. I know all the people that listen to electronic music in Macedonia. I have them all on Facebook.
How many Facebook friends do you have?
I have a little bit more than 2,000, I think. But
that's not a lot of music.
Yeah, it's that small.
And then, but you come back sometimes, I assume?
Yeah, I go there every 2 or 3 months because slowly music is picking up there, the electronic wave, and I get a lot of requests now there. So I actually this last weekend I was there. I played 4 times in 2 weeks, and it's always nice. I mean, you get a paid flight home to see your family and friends and have fun, and then it's nice.
And is the music scene picking up also?
Is
it getting
slowly
better?
Slowly, it's getting better. It's getting better.
And that's because of you.
No, I wouldn't say that, no. It's because I don't know what. But I like it, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did, I think, 4 months ago or something, you did a back-to-back set, 3-hour back-to-back set at Watergate with La Vondel.
Yes.
First of all...
6 hours.
6 hours was even, okay.
Yeah, the set that we put was 3 hours, but we actually played for 6 hours.
Oh, you played for 6 hours.
Yeah.
I was really impressed by that set. How does a normal set differ for you with a back-to-back set? Because you do a lot of back-to-back set with, for example, La Vondel, some chemistry.
Yes.
How does it differ?
Well, it differs because, like, when we do the back-to-back with La Vondel, or also we do it back-to-back with La Vondel and some chemistry.
Yeah.
It differs because we have generally the same taste in music, but then all of us have their own... particular tastes that one of us doesn't like.
Yeah.
So there has to be compromise, and you don't.
Is it the fight on the stage?
It's not on the stage. We always prepare.
You always prepare.
I am always the one insisting that we prepare, so we don't get to this point on stage. Because if I hear a song I hate on stage, if I really don't like it, that will be it will ruin my night. So I always insist on preparing before we play, and also get ready to improvise as well.
Yeah.
Prepare the main what we want to do, and select the song, so we don't have fights on stage like, hey man, what the hell are you playing this nonsense?
Yeah,
I don't like this. This is So these things have to be avoided. You cannot see us fighting on stage. That will be bad for the crowd and for the whole party. So preparing is
fair
essential.
Enough. You told me before you do some teaching too in electronic music.
Yes, I started.
You sound like a teacher too when you say we always have to prepare.
Yeah, you always have to prepare. I always say, like, the DJs that they say, oh, I want to go with the flow. It's another way of saying, oh, I'm so lazy. Oh, I need to lay down. I'll see what I can do. I'm gonna play the similar tracks I played yesterday. We'll be fine. But yes, I am a unofficial, unlicensed teacher.
Of electronic music.
Of electronic music.
Production.
I taught myself everything I know.
Yeah.
because I'm really interested in this, and I'm doing this for at least 8 hours a day for the last 4 years. So a few friends of mine just told me, hey man, we want to learn this, I think you can teach us, can you like do a program, we can ask some more friends if they want to join.
Very cool.
And that's how it happened.
Isn't teaching very, very difficult for someone that never just likes his own tracks, for example?
That is a good point. But teaching is really easy, because what I've realized while I did the course, that I learned much more than that I thought. By teaching, I just, all my knowledge just got structured.
Yeah,
structured, because I knew this was the way it has to be done. But then when you need to explain it, then it becomes structured in your head. So now, after the first course I did, it got completely clear, and I'm gonna keep doing this, because what I want is for my students to ask me as many questions as they can, because if I know the answer, I will tell them. And if I don't know the answer, it will be something new I will learn.
They have to pick your brain.
Yeah, I love.
We have enough talk. I see. It's time for music. But before we start with the music. Where are you playing this weekend? Are you playing some places?
Tomorrow I'm playing on semi-legal rave. I don't know if you can call it like that.
But there's no location yet.
There's no location yet. There's an event. If people are interested, they can go on my artist page, and they will get more information there. Cause I don't know the address yet. It's somewhere in Amsterdam.
Cool. And it's supposed to be really cool. With Hubert Kirchner is playing there also,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, I will say, me and you. Ik ga gewoon weer terug naar Nederlands, dames en heren. Dat is wel zo makkelijk. Ik hoop dat u het een beetje heeft kunnen volgen natuurlijk in het Engels. Maar onze redactie maakt een complete transcribatie van het interview. En die komt online. Nee, dat is een grapje trouwens. Maar voor de komende 2 uur hebben wij hier Me and You live vanuit de Toekomstmuziekstudio. Veel plezier. Amsterdam.